What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, before we dive into today's quick tip, this episode is brought to you by my new free Facebook and Instagram ads webinar training. If you're an online expert, you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars, and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads for your business, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. You can pick a day and time that works best for you over at rickmulready.com/training. Now, in this training, in addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to be generating profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you're also going to learn the common mistakes that most people make with their Facebook and Instagram ads that keep them from getting the results they want and how you can be avoiding those mistakes. Again, the link to sign up for this free training, a day and time that works best for you, is rickmulready.com/training. Okay, let's dive into today's quick tip.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Whatever you're up to right now, hope all is going well. Hope you're having an amazing week. And with these Quick Tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in your business and in the process, increase your revenue. All right. In last week's quick tip episode, if you've not heard that yet, what are you thinking? No, I'm totally kidding. I talked about why all leads are not created equal, that you may be getting inexpensive leads with your Facebook and Instagram ads and happy about that. But those leads are not necessarily the ones that are converting into sales, because if you're getting $2 leads and they're not converting into sales, and then you're getting $8 leads, and those are the ones that are converting into sales, and those numbers work for you, I'll take the $8 leads all day long, right? It's about the ad sets and ads that are actually converting into sales. So if you have not yet listened to that episode, make sure that you check it out. You don't need to listen to that episode from last week before you listen to today, but definitely check it out if you've not yet listened to it. Now, today, I want to share the stats that I recommend that you look at once your Facebook and Instagram ads are running and you're wondering if they're actually working or not. This is a question I get pretty much on a daily basis. What stats do I look at to know whether my ads are actually working or not? So before we go any further with this, you need to understand, and I've talked about this all the time, right, is you want to let your ads run for at least 3 to 5 days after you set them live, okay, before making any decisions on them. And so once my ads are set live, I like to check in on them once they go live just to make sure that they're good, that they're live. But then you got to let them marinate in Facebook's algorithm a bit. And this is a really hard thing to do. I talk to students all the time. They're like, I'm refreshing my ads every 5 minutes and I just got to keep checking in on them. I know you're listening right now and nodding your head saying, yeah, that's what I do. So stop that, my friends. Check them to make sure that they're running once they go live and then just let them go. And you got to let them go for at least 3 to 5 days to allow them to get into Facebook's algorithm a bit, okay? It's a really hard thing to do, but you got to do it. And so let's talk about the stats. Once you've let your ads run for 3 to 5 days, the examples I'm going to use right now are based on the conversions objective. So I'm assuming that you are running ads to get people to opt into a cheat sheet, to build your email list, to register for a webinar, to download a video, whatever it might be. Your objective is going to be conversions for that. And that's what I'm going to be giving you the stats based on. Okay. So conversions is your objective, and you're optimizing at the ad set level, you're optimizing for that first conversion in your sales funnel, meaning the first opt-in or the registration for your webinar or what have you. You can still track the success of the ad through to the sale, which I absolutely recommend that you do, but you're optimizing, and at least initially, you're optimizing for that first conversion in your sales funnel. Okay. Now, the first stat I want you to look at when your objective is conversions is, what is your cost per lead? Or in Facebook, it's like cost per result. So this is your CPL. What is your cost per lead? If you know what kind of cost per lead that you should be getting based on previous ad campaigns, then you get to base what you're seeing on past results, right? So what I mean by that is, if you're used to getting, I don't know, $6 leads, and all of a sudden you're getting $15 leads, well, something's probably up, right? Or if you're used to getting, you know, $9 leads and you're like, yeah, I'll take $9. And all of a sudden you're getting $4 and $5 leads. Cool. Game on. Right. Now, again, as long as those leads are turning into sales. But with that said, the first stat that I'm looking at is the cost per lead. Where is it in what I expect it to be? If I have no idea, if you have no idea what your cost per lead should be, okay, cool. You're gathering data, right? You're running ads to figure out what these stats should be. But the first number I'm looking at is, what is my cost per lead? Now, everyone wants to know, Rick, what is a good cost per lead? You're not going to like my answer. It varies, my friends, because, you know, what a good cost per lead is for me might be terrible for another person and vice versa. And if you're listening and you're in the B2B space, you know, you might kill for a $15 cost per lead. But for me, I don't want to get a $15 cost per lead, right? So it does vary. Now, I will say, though, if you're an online business and, you know, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a course creator, and you're somewhere in, you know, one of the common niches that people are in the online business space, I would be shooting for, you know, something, and this might surprise you, something $10 to $12 and below. Now, what I'm talking about for is like a webinar registration or something like that. For a simple opt-in for like a cheat sheet or a checklist where you're building your email list, then I would say lower than that. I would say $8 and below. Okay, now that might be higher than what you might be expecting to hear, but I also want to set realistic expectations with you. That's not to say that you can't be getting super inexpensive leads and those leads are turning into or converting into sales. I have plenty of students who are getting very inexpensive leads and those leads are turning into sales. Game on, right? But my point here is, the first stat I want you to be looking at when your objective is conversions is your cost per lead. The second stat that I want you to be looking at is your landing page conversion rate. So what percentage of people who land on your opt-in page or your registration page, I'm not talking about sales page, I'm talking about opt-in page or registration page, what percentage of those people are actually converting? What percentage of people are actually opting in or registering? You want at least a 20% conversion rate, at least. Okay. The higher the conversion rate on your landing page, the lower that your cost per lead is going to be. And the lower the conversion rate on your landing page is, the higher your cost per lead is going to be. Also, if people are getting to your landing page and immediately hitting back, Facebook's technology is going to see that, and that's going to hurt your ads, right? So you want to make sure you have a good landing page experience, and you want to make sure that your conversion rate is at least 20%. Now, in Ads Manager, it's not going to give you this percent. You're going to have to calculate this yourself, or if you're using, you know, something like Lead Pages or InstaPage or ClickFunnels or what have you, it'll tell you what your landing page conversion rate is in those tools. But if you want to look at it right inside Ads Manager, then you simply want to look at the number of conversions based on the number of landing page views. Okay, 20% at least on the landing page conversion rate. And if it's lower than that, again, you want to increase it. And the first thing I'm going to look at to increase my conversion rate is the consistency between the ad and the landing page itself. You want to make sure that when somebody clicks on your ad and goes to your landing page, that they feel like they're in the right place. That means same type of copy, headline, image, or video, that sort of thing. Okay, that is going to increase your conversion rate. The third stat I'm looking at is the link click-through rate. What is the percentage of people who are seeing my ad and actually clicking on my ad going to the landing page? Okay, I don't care about all click-through rate. I want the link click-through rate. That is the click-through rate of the people who are clicking on my ad and going to my landing page. And for this one here, I'd like to see, and I kind of paused there for a second, I'd like to see at least 1% and above. But if you're a little bit lower than that and the rest of your stats are really good, I'm not super concerned about it. But with that said, I'm shooting for, I'd like to see at least a 1% click-through rate on the link, okay? By the way, to see click-through rate, if you don't have it already in your stats in Ads Manager, you want to go to the performance drop-down menu in the right-hand side of your Ads Manager and then go down to customize columns. And then you can set all the different stats that you want to see there. Okay. The fourth stat that I want to look at are any of the ad sets and ads producing any sales. Okay. If so, what is your ROAS or ROAS, a return on ad spend. Okay. So again, just like I talked about in last week's quick tip episode, the low cost per leads are great, but if they're not turning into sales, then I want sales, right? And so am I tracking the sales? Are you tracking the sales in your ad campaigns? And if you are running a webinar, if you're doing a video series, if you're doing anything that ultimately leads to a sale, you should be tracking, obviously, the first conversion. You're optimizing for that first conversion, meaning the opt-in or the registration, but you also want to be tracking the sale. And so you can set up a custom conversion, for example, of the thank you page, the sales thank you page, and then put a value in that custom conversion, right? So let's just say you're selling a $497 course, for example. So every time somebody lands on your sales thank you page, my voice just cracked right there, then it's $497. Well, you can track all that inside of Ads Manager, okay? So the fourth set I'm looking at is, are my ad sets or ads producing any sales? If so, what is my return on ad spend? And ROAS is a stat that I can look at within Ads Manager. Okay. And the ROAS is really just, it's going to give you like a decimal point. It'll be like 1.2 or 1.5 or 3.2 or something like that. Okay. Now, those are the top four stats. I have two more I want to share with you, but those are the first four stats I'm looking at. What's my cost per lead? What is my landing page conversion rate? And then what is my link click-through rate? Okay. And then, of course, am I making any sales from my ad sets and ads? If so, what's my return on ad spend? Now, those are the primary metrics I'm looking at. I also like to look at things like my ad relevance rankings, which took over for relevance score. right? And then I also like to look at frequency. Frequency is the average number of times that one person is seeing your ad. I like to watch it very carefully. And I will make a change to my ad if the frequency is getting four and above and the rest of my metrics are starting to decline because my frequency is going up. So I'll keep a close eye on that, right? And then the ad relevance rankings, again, that is just measuring three different rankings, measuring the relevance and the experience of the user with your ad and with your landing pages. Okay, so those are the other things I'm looking at. They're not the first ones I'm looking at. I'm looking definitely at cost per lead, landing page conversion rate, link click-through rate, and then am I producing any sales, right? Because it's really about those primary metrics that most align with my objective and what I'm optimizing for, okay? And so just to kind of wrap up here, if my cost per lead is poor, if I'm not happy with my cost per lead, well, I'm going to start to look at things like, well, what is my landing page conversion rate? Is it low? Well, that could be contributing to my high cost per lead. Or I'm also going to be looking at my link click-through rate. If it's like 0.2, well, no one's clicking on it, right? And so I'm going to look at my target audience that I have set up. I'm also going to be looking at the messaging in my ad. Am I speaking to the target audience that I'm actually targeting with my ads? Okay. And so then I might look at ad relevance and so forth. But if my cost per lead is high, I'm not happy with it. I'm looking first and foremost, what's my conversion rate on the landing page? What's my click-through rate? And I'm starting to piece together, which is an art, right? Thus the art of paid traffic here. This is an art as we start to piece together the different elements of the stats and the metrics to try to figure out what we're going to do with our ads. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get into, since this is a quick tip episode, I'm not going to get into scaling and all that different types of stuff once we determine, you know, if we like the numbers or not, because I do cover that in other episodes here on the show. But I wanted to share with you what stats I'm looking at first and foremost, what kind of benchmarks I recommend for each of those stats, and then what you can be doing if you're not happy with those stats to try to improve there. Actually, I don't think, come to think of it, I don't think I told you what I would do with a low click-through. Well, I actually just did. Low click-through rate. I'm looking at target audience and I'm looking at the messaging to that target audience. Am I speaking to the audience that I really want to be attracting? Okay. So those, my friends, are the primary stats that I'm looking at, that I'm focusing on when troubleshooting my Facebook and Instagram ads. I hope this was helpful for you and gives you some insight into exactly what to be looking at to have a quick snapshot of whether your ads are working well or not and what to do with them. Okay. All right, my friends, half of the 15 spots are already taken for my next Accelerator Mastermind group, which runs from October 2019 to March 2020. If you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, this is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability to finish off 2019 and roll into 2020 with big time momentum. Because if you're an online expert and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whether that's to break through six figures or multiple six figures or even seven figures, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy. Because in addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, it also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the CEO of your business, positioning yourself as an expert, mastering time management. Stop doing all the things in your business. I could go on here, right? Because most experts, and I was guilty of this for a long time, most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to really create sustainable growth in your business, it takes a more holistic strategy along with coaching, accountability, community, and support, because it's all connected, my friends, right? And so if you're listening right now as an online expert and you're nodding your head right now, then I want to help you, because in the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to where it is today, it has been my turn to give that gift to others. And so if you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. And the next group kicks off in October. So to learn more, fill out the application, because this is application only, and schedule your free strategy session with me, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, coming up on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about how there's a big change coming to the podcast, including why the art of paid traffic is going away. That's right. So until then, I'm going to leave it right there. Until then, my friends, and as always, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more of what's working. I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.